Vayter in Shas, Pirkei Avos, Basar, Daf Nun. Hey, picking up eight lines down, second to last word, Amar Rabba. Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Hani Tlas Mile, these three things, Yishtoyli Ukvan Bar Nechemi, Reish Galusa Mishmei Deshmol. Ukvan bar Nechemiah was the Reish Galusa. He said to me in the name of Shmuel. Number one, Dina de Machusa. Dina, that is, you have to go and follow the law of the land. That is the law. That's number one. Number two, Varisus, and the response brings a raya from Asa Gemara Bavakama. Varisusa de Parsa Adar Boy Mishnin. The Chazaka of the Parsa, I mean, the persons, is only until 40 years. It means you need 40 years in order for that to happen. We say Chazakah is 3 years, their Chazakah is 40 years. Unbelievable. Rashbam says, Chetzkas Parsiya Mem Shanim, Ayidei Dina Damachusa. That was their Dina Damachusa. Dafkav Dalo Kanaina Shelo Bishtar, Mio Im Hechzig Ba'akum Mem Shanim, even though you're going to do with a Shtar, if let's say, you know, someone's property, let's say he's Muchzakit for 40 years, Ubay Yisrael, Vakanim Imenu, Havi Kinyan Gamor, Velo Yuchal Yisrael, Acha Lomer Shalihi, Shagos and Akum Imenu, it was mine, he stole of Africa of the Armenian, we said, and Daflam and Emabes, Yisrael, Abba Machos Akum, Harehu Ka Akum, Ve'enlo Chazaka, Elabahu Shtara, Shamachi Yisrael, Akum, Hachi Yishlo, Chazaka, this is Chazaka. Iname, Asalashmini, Daflam of the Bishar. Become a sub Chazaka Yisrael Gimel Shanim, the Eretz Pras in a Machzik Beparos Mimem Shanim, even though we know Yisrael's Chazaka is 3 years, in Persia, in Pras, which is like Iran, wow, in Chazaka Beparos Mimem Shanim, it's not less than 40 years, the Dina Machusa who Sham Cain, that is the Dina Machusa. So number one, Dina Machusa, Dina. Number two is that the Chazaka of the Parsi of the Persians is 40 years. Vahani Zaharure de Zavin Araletaska. And number three, there was a tax that had to be done. And if the people didn't pay the real estate taxes, then the government takes the land. And anyone wants to pay it, goes and gets it. So we have over here is that Vahani Zahure de Zavin Araletaska. If you have these rich people that go ahead and they buy the land by paying the property taxes, Vini, it's a good sale. And it's well said and done. The sale is over. Nothing to do about it. Says Rashbam, Hani Zaharure is Bari Nachlos. Bali Nachlos Ashirim Konim Avdei Amelech Sados Aniyair. They get it from the Avdei Melech, the fields of the poor people of the city. Shein Yuchal Nitin Ateska. And then able to pay the property tax Lamelech. The Hain Purinis Amas. They paid off. Umachzikin Abekarkos. And they get their Machzik on the Karka. Bishvil Hamas. For the tax. Shekain Dinin Amachusa. Tamanjo of Taxa Liskol Lealichol Ara Kedamar Laelik Rusan Dafnan Dalmabes. Svinis Vini Mashakonim Makarka. Me Avdei Amelech Bishvil Hamas. Shenosin, when they go and whatever they buy, Macham Karim, it's good to Dima Chusadina, Vim Yachzru Bailim Rishonim, the first original owners, the poor people, they come back. O Yisacho, they become rich. Vyomru Lahachzir Amas, Lahani Zarue, Lo Yuchala Arur. Alhani Zaru Cloud is Vinayu Zvine. They come back with money, they want to pay up, they're not able to go into Vimar and to challenge it because it's considered a good sale and it's good. So we saw three things. Number one, Dina de Machusadina, and then we saw two applications of that. The first one is that the Dina Machusadina and Pras is that it's 40 years to a Chazaka, and the other one is that you pay the land tax if no one had paid it. Whoever pays it, he gets to keep it and it's a good sale. Vehani mi li litaska. The last thing we said over there about the property tax is only talking about someone who pays a property tax of a lakarga low, but not talking about the head tax, says the Rashbam. That is Bishril Kesav Gulgulsa. Gulgulsa. There's another tax. There's a property tax, and there's a head tax. Shalo paru, let's say that wasn't paid, then Mochalim of the Melech Karkosov Shalzeh, Lo of his Vine, Dain Zedinamachus. That's not the Dinamachus. Ligbos a Karkov Shal Mas Arosh. Kiim Bishvil Mas. Ha karka. Only if you don't pay the land tax, then you can do the whole shtickle, but if it's head tax and not my time, why is that? Karga a karkaf de gavri manach. The head tax is on the head of the person and has nothing to do with the person's land. Says Rashbam, O yitfusuhu achitin me love, O yivrach mina ir. Vahach milsa gemara kamale. So. The only thing you do, the guy, is to put him in prison. If you take his land and sell it, that's not considered Dina Machusa. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Rishua Amar Afilu Sa'ari Dekada Mishtab De Lekarga. He argues and he says that even if you have barley in your jug, it can be taken for the head tax. And then clearly also you could take the land. right? That is, says the Rashbam, that afilu sari de kada shikfar nitl shum nekarka. It's already off the land. Umunachem mekado. It's in the guy's picture. Vekol shkein karka atzba velo shna zoven ara letaska o lekarga svinai. Was vina. It doesn't matter if it took it away because he didn't pay the land tax. He didn't pay the head tax. It works. The hachi. Havi dinamachos, that is dinamachos, the sire de ka, they call him a coma taltalin, sheishlo, ba'olu mishubadam the melech, mishal mas rosho. Everything's mishubad for the rosho, you know, it's leaned in order to give, vehechad lo para, if it doesn't pay up, and the sky of kola sher lo, everything he has, and misha yikna me avdea melech, bein karkos, bein metaltalin, zvinu, zvine, zvinayu, zvine, it actually does work. So you have a machokas on that, at that point over there. That's Rav Huna the Rav Yoshua. Now Amar Rav Ashi says, "Hold on, really? Amali Huna Bar Nasan, Kashi Ba Meimar. A Meimar had the problem with that with Rav Huna Bar Yeshua. Imkain Bitalta Yerushas Beno Habachor." Now, what does this mean? Well, we know that when you have a bunch of brothers, then the oldest brother gets a double portion, double inheritance. What does he get a double inheritance of, though? He only gets a double inheritance of the stuff that the father has at the time that he actually dies. But what happens if he doesn't have something there, but is owed to him in the future? Then that stuff doesn't get a double inheritance from, but it gets split equally amongst everyone when that stuff comes into the place. Let's say somebody owed the dead father money, the father didn't have it at the time. Then a month later, he pays up, that gets split equally. So if you want to say that all the property of a person, meaning even not only the land tax, but even the head tax, it means everything that this person owns is leaned to the king. Then that means to say, even if he, so to speak, has it, he doesn't have it until he actually pays the tax. So if he doesn't pay the tax, then all that stuff is not going to become part of the double inheritance. So if that's the case, you want to say, if really that was Rav Huna bar Rav Yoshua is saying, it's true, that Rav Huna bar Rav Yoshua says that it's everything is leaned to him, then you're mevata the Rirusha of Beno Bechor, he's not going to get anything. Because all this stuff is roi, is fit to come to the father as soon as he pays the tax. But if he didn't pay it yet, then he doesn't get it with things that are coming to him in the future, only with things that are muchzik by him right this moment. So how are you going to deal with that? Now, first of all, the answer, we have two answers. One is you could say that in other lands, this din does apply. So it's just in this particular din, the mechusa din doesn't apply. So fine. So you're quote unquote mavatala, but it's only there. That's one answer. The other answer is like the Gemara says, Amalei says back to him, Ihachi, if that's really what you're worried about, I feel taxanami, even the property tax should have the same problem. Because if you didn't pay his property tax, it's going to be leaned. Elamayis lechamim. What do you want to say? The yoiv taska omis. It's we're talking about a case where the father. You know, it is true that there are prospective cases that the son won't get the double inheritance of it, as if the guy didn't pay the tax. But what if he did? So he was talking about a case where he did, and then he died. So the same thing here. Hachanami, the yoiv kargo omis, where he paid his head tax and then he died. So therefore, there clearly are going to be cases even in that land where the son's going to get a double inheritance, and therefore it's not a problem for him to have that position. You're not being mevata the whole concept of the Bechor getting Pishnayim. What's actually the din? Amar Avashi, Amar Li Huna Bar Nasan Shil Tinhu Lesafer de Rava. I asked the sofer of Rava. Amar Li Hilchasik Rav Huna Beit Rav Yehuda. He says, the halacha is like him. Unbelievable. That even for the head tax, everything is there. Velohi, but that's not really true. Hasam Leokume Milsei Huda Amar. Not actually true. We do not paskan like that. And the only reason they said that is they didn't want to uphold their rulings that they did. In other words, they did think shaloka din. Says the Rashbam, less hilchosak rav hu in the bredu of Yeshua. It's only by the land tax, not by the head tax. Not like that. V'lo mishtar b'lo karkos, v'lo metaltan l'kevitz karko, metaltan l'kargo, when it's dealing with the head tax. V'iz oven l'kargo, lo hav is v'inai, who's v'inai, and if it was sold because of that, then it's not considered a good sale. The karga, a karkafta de gavre manach, v'inhu safri de rava de amri hilchosak rav hu in the luke. Why did they do that? Luke. Whom they lemosayu, but they're just doing it in order to be mekayim what they did. Lakayim aseim b'shtaros shakasu. They wrote all these shtaros of amachiras karkos and imku on the land that was sold lekarga for the head tax. Abal lomer the mishtab de lekarga. They wanted to say that it really was leaned for the head tax. Could they shoot amachiras or shtaros kayim, so it could be upheld? Which they did. Umiu shaloka din nichtavu. They didn't knock a din nichtavu shtaros for imku or karkos for hadris vini, and the sale really should be has to go back. So the luck is that we do not paskin like him, and rather dina is only when it comes to the land tax in that particular nekuda, but not when it comes to the cargo with the head tax. The Amar Rav Ashi. Yeah, so Rav Ashi says, Vermar Rav Ashi, Pardachta Messiah Maisa. Pardachta is a guy who's just chilling. He's doing nothing. Rashbam says, Adam Batam Malacha. This guy is like retired. Malumad Miderech Eretz Vein Osek Mi Yeshuva Shal Olam Klal. He's doing nothing. And what's the din? Messiah Maisa, he has to help out the city. Hu Chayev Be'ol HaKahal. Even though he's not doing anything for the city, he has to be part of paying the taxes there. This is only true where the city saved him having to pay. Rashbam says that the Messiah litain b'masa kahal, he was saved from having to give from the city. Kigon. Says Rashbam, Kigon de Atsilse Masa Avdei Hamelech Hayutovim Lo Levado. They were coming to him, Bitovea, Vehemitzilu, Vekilu, Bemaso, Betanosam. They came and they were making, they helped him get out of having to pay this guy, Sharmu Olav, Shein Lamam, he doesn't have any money, Mitochach, and Saba Mashalahem. Therefore, he increased the value, because it used to be it was split up amongst all the people. There's 100 people there and it's $100. Each one pays a dollar. But it's 99, each one pays a dollar and a penny. Whatever the math is. Theirs was increased. A certain amount to Bolitvo, call Echad Kfi Umid Daitam, Achiala Gibuyim, Lechesbon Mas, Hakotsov. He would work it out. They just wanted to pay a certain amount until he got to the certain amount that he wanted. For Yusholon Laze, Yosef Midai, they're asking this guy too much. For him, if Tsuup, too, and they were patted him. They took from everybody else, right? In such a case, he has to go and pay everybody back. Aval andiski siyata dishmahi. But if it's andiski, Rashbam says, mimunim shel melech, the people that are appointed by the king, haragiyon ligbos bikol bayis obayis. So went from place to place to go and to collect. Until he gets to the certain amount that's necessary. They forgot to go to this guy's house. They won't ask anything. This guy's a chiller. They thought. From everyone else. Even though the mass, they got a heavier mass. Kedei shahaya lo lazeh litain pata demsiata deshmaya hu shemachalo. This guy, in that instance, he taka wouldn't have to pay anything because it's siata deshmaya that he got out of having to pay over there. So everyone pays their thing and he is off the hooky. Okay, now, Amar Avasi Amar Yochanan, Hamitzar vechotzav mafsikin benichse ager. Remember, we're talking about the Nichzei Ger that had a boundary between you. If you have one field number one, field number two, if you did number one, you don't get number two, et cetera. All those stickle Torah there, sort of a mate have this boundary, and the Chatzav is a type of plant to the Mafsigim Nichzei Ger. It does a half sake between the Nichzei Ger. Vala Inyan pay of a Tuma low, but I'm referring to pay in Tuma. So one thing at a time. First of all, the Rashbam comes and he tells us that if you have base Ado Shel Ger, two fields of a Ger, there's a boundary between the two of them. If you take one of them, you're not going to the second one, just the one that you're going to. Alone, that's the only that you're going to get, that's what you're calling out. Like Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina said earlier in the Shmaitza, just I'm reading the Rashbam just in English. And similarly, if let's say there's not a Mitzar, except the Chatz of Natua, Bintayim, Hafsek, there's a type of plant that's planted over there, that's considered a Hafsek, that's like a boundary. What is this plant? This is it's a tree or a bush that actually Yoshua used when they came to Eretz Yisrael to set up the boundaries, because when its roots shoot straight down in order to be Yonik, and it doesn't go from the side to the other side, like it says in Beitz Chafayim, Beitz Chatzuvim, Yekteh, Regleim, Dereshayim, Shemasigin Gvul Re'eim. These things are Masa Gvul. Vizena Masa Gvul Acher, this actually doesn't do anything, it's like it goes straight down. Avalin Yepeh of a Toma, lo, when it comes to Peh and Toma, not, says Rishbam, lo avehefsik, lechazbin big sados. It's not considered two fields. Achas live over one corner for both of them, since there's some each one to the next. In the Torah, a meitzar, a boundary, is not splitting the land, which is connected to it, in order to make it into two payas. However, when it comes to chazaka, dai lanu, em yikne bimakosh echad sada achas taha afila besada achas ikil mandamer lo kana ela makom makomakusha. Like we saw Shmuel's opinion. Vekolshkin b'shtei shada certainly with two fields of different kol the lo kana ela mashech. So you only kana what you're a muksak. Vesfar ba'alma who dechazaka me'al yisa be'inyan shiachsed b'chol hasadas peyo b'toma. Lakamim afarish may nafka mina bein sada achas l'shtayim. We're going to see what the nafka mina is between these two things. Between one field or two fields. Peah, by the way, is that we leave over. We know there's something called Leket Shechan. Peah, Peah is literally the corner. It's left over for the poor people. And when you're harvesting, you have to leave it over for the poor to be able to get this. Now, Ki Asa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came to Baba from Eretz Yisrael, he said to him, Rabbi Yochanan, Hafilu Peah v'Tuma. No, they divide the land even for Peah and Tuma. Demai Shna Mechazaka. Rot, says the Gemara, Peah Maihi. What's the case of Peah? The Tanan, Ve'elum of Sikin Lepeah. We learned in a Mishnah that says, Mishnah and Peah, 2-1, that there's a separate Peah to be left for every field. And then it goes and says, what separations it's considered, you know, actually two separate fields that you need to do two Peahs. Hanachal, if you have a Nachal. Rashbam translated Nachal as a very tough land filled with rocks and stones. So you're not able to go do Zriya over there. So that's through the middle of the land, so it splits it. Vashlulis is a, says Rashbam, Kivutzas Megishamim. It's like a ditch that gets filled up with rain. Beep, turn the page. Don't have a base. Viderech HaRabim, Viderech HaYachid, a road, either Derech HaRabim, which Rashbam says, Tes Zayin Amar Rochav Derech HaYachid, Dalan Amos, Velo Zuav Zukatani. If a public road or if a private road that's between fields, it's used for walking, people to walk through over there. If it's 16 Amos, it's called a public road over there. Rashbam obviously could have just said the private road is dividing it, obviously a public road, but the Mishnah wants to say both of them over here, right? The Lo Zuav Zu, not only this, but also this shtickle. Not only a public road, but even a private road. Ushvil a rabbim, ushvil a yachid, a kavua, bein b'musachim, bein b'musachshamim. They have a public path or a private path that's always used, whether it's during the yimosachama, the days of the sun, or the days of the rain. Says the Rashbam, shvil ha rabbim, shochen sham rabbim biragleim, avad derech rabbim makom hiluch ha'golos ha'susim. So shvil is people walking there, and derech is considered they bring their wagons and their horses. V'kula lo zu avzu katani, ha'kavua bein b'mos ha'chama. So it's the shvil and shvil yachad, ha'kavua bein b'mos ha'chama, bein b'mos ha'gishamim. V'afil b'mos ha'gishamim, shein regil on the halach, b'bikah on the halach and sham, shein harisha v'zriel ha'sham. So we're talking about that. The paths are only going to divide the field if they're year-round paths, right? So if it's year-round, then it's considered a split. Tuma mahi, right? So that those are the halachas would come to the peah to split into two different lands. Tuma mahi, but if you just have to go like those plants over there, then clearly not. Tuma mahi, what is considered a divider for tuma? The tanan in Taros we learn anichnas lebikah b'mosek shamim, that if someone goes into a bika into these fields during the rainy season, when you don't have so many people that are there, and therefore they're not, you know, crushing everything, says Rashbam, Tathan, Falibid Belazar, who the Shaykh Hefsek in the Mafarsh Basil, Bimusak Shamim, Havi Rishusa Yachud Latuma, Visfeko Tame, Shari Ein Mahalchin Ba, Bene Adam, Shalom, Lakalkal Azir, you don't have a lot of people that are over there, and therefore it's considered Rishusa Yachud. We know the din is that Suffolk Rishus Ha Yachud is going to be Tame. Since you don't have a lot of people there, it's considered like that. V'toma besada plonis, and let's say there's toma in a certain field that's in all these fields. One of these fields has a toma over there. A person touches it or he's mal over it, it becomes tame. So let's try this again. Toma mai, ditana nichas abikim musikishamim, v'toma besada plonis, v'amar halach le'el makam halaz. And he said, I went to that place, to the area which has that grave also, v'ini udeyam nichnasi la'osa makam imla, but I don't know if I went to the place where that exact grave was or not. What's the din? Rabbi Lazar says this person's going to be tahor. And the chachamim say he's going to be tame. Shai Rabbi Lazar omer safek bia tahor. In the case where there's a doubt, if he actually went in, then a person is considered tahor. says the Rashbams that Safik Biatar Hechad the Mesafka Le Im Nichnas Bosasada. He's not sure if he even went into that field. Vimtim Salam Reb Nichnas, and even if we say he went there, Safik in Baad Makom Tumah. We don't even know if he went to the place of Tumah. Im Lav Vesfik Sfekahu in Vitar. Therefore, it's a Sfik Sfek and he's Tar. Aval Hecha. The Leka Ella Safik Maga. Is this a Safik if you touch it? The Pshitale the Nichnas Bosasada. For sure, he came to that field. Ella Safik Lo Im Naga Bekevri. Im Lav Chad the Sfekahu Vitam is going to be Tumah. Vilkach. If they have these like boundaries there, v'tumah ba'achas me'am is in one of them. Vein yodeh be'ezim me'am nichas. He doesn't know which one he went into. Suffik biyahu is a suffik if he went in altogether. V'tar v'ileka meitzar. If there's no boundary being time, then suffik maga. You could alter it as a suffik maga. V'lo suffik biyahu dekula sada achas ein v'tameh. It's all considered one field and it's tameh. So let's jump back into the Gemara. Shari v'ilazar omer. Suffik biyahu tower. Suffik maga. Maga. Tuma, Tame, then it's going to be Tame. Okay, so we see Kodeb Eliezer, this idea of the dividing the field in reference to Tuma, that it actually makes a difference over here. Just taking it back to remember what we were talking about, get back on the map here, we said that the Meitzah and the Chatzav are Mafsik B'michse Ager, but not in reference to Peah and Tuma. Then that's not the case. But when Ravin, Amar Yochanan, says, I feel a Peah of a Tuma, it's mafsik, and the question is, what are the afsakos? And then we gave what they are, and this is an example of would be tama that they're a mafsik for as well. Ava wa wa l'shabbos lo, but in reference to Shabbos, no. Rava Amar Rava says afilu l'shabbos. Even in reference to Shabbos, they're considered that they are separate fields. Natalia, what are we talking about? Learn the Baisa. If somebody carried out half a dried fig into a Rishus HaRabim and he put it there, and then he carried another one, if he did this in one period of forgetfulness, Rashi Rashbam says, Shalom no de lobin times, you Shabbos, the idea, Machlekas, he didn't realize it's Shabbos. He thought it was Tuesday, so he took half a Gris and another half a Gris, all in one forgetful state. Then Behel Mechad Chayv, he's going to be Chayv to bring a Chatas. Wow. So these two things come together and make it to be that you're carrying a full Gorgeris. And that's a problem. B'shnei Alamos Pater. If he did it in two Alamos, then he's going to be Pater. Like he forgot, he did it, then he remembered. Then he forgot, then he remembered. And B'yosi Amr Behel Mechad, even if he did it in one hell and one forgetfulness, beep, turn the page. Nun vav, rishus achas chayev. It's only if you put it into one rishus, then he's going to be chayev. That's the problem. Rashbam says, rishus rabma atzma shotzi ba chatzgros rishon ba osa atzma hotzi achon. He brought the second one in the same place. Bishnei rishus, but if it's in two different rishuyos, says Rashbam, harabim, hamuflugin zemizeh, potter the rishus mechalkos virle. If he puts it into two different rishuyos, even though both are rishus harabim, he's going to be potter. Ah, va'amar rabba. Rabbi says, v'ushi yeshri of chatos, b'neihem. The only way that it's going to be considered like it's two separate things is Rashbam, sheyesh rishus hayachad bein shtei rishus harabim. If there's a rishus hayachad, it goes between the two of them. Sheim hotzi mimenu lahen. If it goes from them to it, omehem lehichnis hichnis lo, or from it to them, or from them to it, then chayiv chatas. Hilka chashav hefsek lasos nishtayim. Therefore, it's considered hefsek to make it the two separate things. Aval karmelis lo. But if it's just a karmelis, Rashbam says, could go bikash abintayim lo mechalka lo. It's not mechalka to two separate things. The batal in a Torah, lahacha lahacha. It's to them in a Torah to either one. Abaye Amar Fil, so therefore, Carmelis wouldn't make that split over there. Abaye Amar Fil, Carmelis, he says, even if it's separate, Carmelis is considered separate. Aval Pisla lo, but not when they're separated by a Pisla. Rashbam says, Kigo Chatichas Eitz, if it's a piece of wood, or Amud, She'en Gavor Yud, or if it's an Amud, a pillar, it's not 10 tall. One second, we got ourselves an Aleph on the scene. Rava includes even a pisla. He says even that's considered a block of wood, considered like two separate fields over there. just to keep us on the map. What we were talking about is, don't forget, but the Shabbos is not considered a block. But Rava said it is considered like a block, like a divider, even in reference to Shabbos. And that's what we were talking about over here. So we see even in the world of Shabbos. Now, we see the Rava says that even a pistol of Ha'avah L'Tamei, he goes and he goes according to his own logic over here, that he says that these boundary dividers of the chatzah for the block of wood is considered like it is a separate. It says Rashbi Mechalkus Rishus Lepatra Mechiv Shabbos Alogar Mimatzah Mimetzah VeChatzva the Amar Rava Rishus Shabbos Kerishus Gitin Dami. He says the Rishus of Shabbos is like the Rishus of Gitin. Yeah. Wow. Says Rishbam Damin Mesachas Gitin Bazorik Deim. Hikne la chatzer liz garish. If he was makna the field to her, his chatzer to be divorcing her for zarkla get, and he throws it get there. Benafa ala pisla shebechatzer. It falls at the divider in the chatzer. Einu begresh is not divorced. The hapisla mokamacher, who it's considered it's mokamacher from the atzvo. Veinu bechal chatzer vechatzer akana la velo pisla de chad mokom moshel inish trei mokomos lo moshel inish. Hachim if Hashem Allah Hasam become a Rav Rishus Shabbos, though Rishus Gittin Rishus Shabbos is similar to that. The Hachanami, the Inyan Shabbos, Havi Hach Pisla Makom Chashiv, it's a Makom Chashiv, and he asks by itself, Meschalik Rishus, Imhu Mimutza Bintayim, the Chi Eched, the Lo Batel Pisla, Lagabi Chatzer, Hachanami, Lo Batel Hacha, Le Inyan Shabbos, Lagabi Shisarabim. So when the guy throws a divorce to his wife and lands on this post, that's not considered batel to the field itself, and therefore she's not considered she's divorced. It's its own area, and therefore Shabbos also it's not batel to this Inyan Shabbos. The Gabri Shisarabim, it's considered two separate fields. That is a good separation over there. Okay, my friends. We are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.